When it comes to oil and gas development, Marilee Mazza feels like her city is losing control.
I think citizens are so distressed about this.
Mazza lives in Lafayette and is with the anti-fracking group East Boulder County United.
We can control our pot shops. We can control other businesses that come into our community and where they operate, but we have no control over this.
The Lafayette City Council passed a 3-year moratorium on drilling earlier this year, but without an outright ban within city limits, Mazza's group fears the council could come back and make changes or end the moratorium for any reason. She says question 300 would prevent that.
It establishes the community's right to decide to protect our health, air, water, land, to decide what goes on in our community, and to say the community's rights supersede the rights of corporations. Now, that's an interesting approach, and it's different than Longmont.
To date, Longmont is the only Colorado city where voters have approved a ban on drilling within city limits. It's also being sued by the Colorado Oil and Gas Association and by the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
My job as an elected official is to do what the citizens have told me to do, and there was a 60% to 40%, almost a full mandate of the citizens that say, hey, we want to ban fracking.
That's Longmont Mayor Dennis Coombs. He says his hands are tied, and even if an oil and gas company has technology to drill from outside Longmont city limits to reach minerals underneath the city proper, it's technically illegal to do so.
You know, personally, I don't agree with that. I think that's too overreaching because I think they could safely go down, 9,000 feet deep and extract their minerals. But it doesn't matter what I think personally.
Even with the pending lawsuits, backers of the fracking ban in Longmont continue to stand by their effort.
Most of us had very little, if any, experience in this. We were all grassroots. There were two business owners, three grandparents.
Michael Belmont is with the group Our Health, Our Future, Our Longmont. His group has been advising those with fracking measures on this year's ballot, including how to get out the vote.
The key here is that we are neighbors of the people we were talking to. We are fellow citizens. And who are you going to listen to? A very high-paying multinational company that comes in with a slick, overproduced message, or are you going to listen to a conversation with your concerned neighbor?
The tactic worked in Longmont last year, even with the oil and gas industry spending nearly $500,000 to defeat the city's drilling ban. Sarah Landry is a community outreach advisor for the Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
Banning a product that we use every day is damaging to the Colorado brand of compromise and reasonableness. These bans are clearly not an energy plan, and they don't have compromise.
This year, COGA on its own is spending over $600,000 opposing ballot measures in Broomfield, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Lafayette. For Marilee Mazza, one of her concerns is a lawsuit against the city of Lafayette if question 300 is approved. But she says her city is prepared for the long haul.
Because any city who makes a move in this direction is going to be sued. So you have to go into this with the idea that this is going to happen. You have to publicize it to people so they know what the threat is from this industry, because that's basically where they're coming at us.
Well, it's not known when a decision will be handed down in either of the lawsuits facing Longmont. The battle could be just beginning in the four communities that have bans or moratoriums on their upcoming ballots. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.